Be in earnest. We are to work as we have never worked before. We are to seek every opportunity of drawing souls to Christ. The Lord is coming very soon, and we are entering into scenes of calamity. Satanic agencies, though unseen, are working to destroy human life. If our life is hid with Christ in God, we shall see of His grace and salvation. Christ is coming to establish His kingdom in the earth. Let our tongues be sanctified and used to glorify Him. As a people, we need to be reconverted and our lives sanctified to declare the truth as it is in Jesus. As we engage in the work of distributing our publications, we can, from warm and throbbing hearts, speak of a Savior's love. God alone has the power to forgive sins. If we do not deliver this message to the unconverted, our neglect may prove their ruin. Blessed, soul-saving Bible truths are to be published in our papers. The Lord calls upon all of us to seek to save perishing souls. We do not realize how cunningly Satan is at work to deceive, if possible, the very elect. Now is our time to work with vigilance. Our books and papers are to be brought before the notice of the people. The gospel of present truth is to be given to our cities without delay. We need to arouse to our duties. If we are making the life and teachings of Christ our study, every passing event will furnish a text for an impressive lesson. It was thus the Savior preached the gospel in the highways and byways, and, as He preached, the little group that listened to His words would swell into a great company. Be instant, in season, out of season. We are to make opportunities for presenting the truth. Christians are to be workers together with Christ. They are to engage in many lines of evangelistic work. After His resurrection, Jesus spake to His disciples, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world."